Hello and welcome to the Social Media Daily News Roundup. My name is Jade Housted and here are today's trending social media headlines. After revenue and viewer hikes, Global doubles Snapchat shows to 6. Would fining social media companies force them to tackle horrific content? Rather than viral hits, Insider has shifted its video strategy to focus on shows. And the Metropolitan Police Twitter account was hacked by pranksters in late-night attack on Friday. Here's today's stories in a little more detail. After revenue and viewer hikes, Global doubles Snapchat shows to 6 by DigiDay. Media company Global is launching 3 additional Snapchat shows in the next month, having grown both revenue and viewers from its first 3 shows on the platform and experienced recent revenue upticks in the last few months. Would fining social media companies force them to tackle horrific content? Forbes. One of the greatest challenges confronting the modern web is how to address the risk of horrific content that is increasingly toxifying it. For their part, social media companies have largely pivoted from their public stances that once viewed free speech as more important than countering terrorism. But even while publicly touting their content moderation efforts and crafting a public image of success, the reality is that the companies are doing far worse than they acknowledge. Rather than viral hits, Insider has shifted its video strategy to focus on shows. In 2007, Business Insider's top executives used their pitch at the NewFront to talk about its short-form video know-how, which could create lines around the block for everything from rainbow bagels to oversized blocks of gooey cheese. The message? Business Insider could use its gigantic distribution and social video content chops to do the same for businesses of all sizes. Metropolitan Police Twitter account hacked by pranksters in late-night attack. The Standard. The Met Police was left red-faced after pranksters apparently targeted its Twitter account in late-night attack over the weekend. Messages included, "What are you going to do, phone the police?" and "No comment, get my lawyer," appeared on London's Force's social media and news pages on Friday night. Some of the posts also linked to false press releases expressing anti-police sentiments and calling for drill artist Digger D's release. If you wish to read more, visit socialday.live. Thank you for listening to today's Social Media Daily News Roundup with your host, Jade Housted. You can keep up to date by subscribing via Alexa.